But whenever the slaves get together, something happens in Pharaoh's court, and he cannot hold the slaves in slavery. When the slaves get together, that's the beginning of getting out of slavery.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., April 3, 1968, the night before he was assassinated. We'll come back to the speech in Memphis, Tennessee, in a minute.
But he had seen the mountaintop. And he knew he could not stop. Always living with the dread of death ahead. Folks, you'd better stop and think. Everybody knows we're on the brink. What will happen now that the king? We can all shed tears, but it won't change a thing. Teach your people, will they ever learn? Must you always kill with
Nina Simone singing Why the King of Love is Dead. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. As we continue with Dr. Martin Luther King's speech the night before he was assassinated, it was April 3, 1968, a rainy night in Memphis, Tennessee.
We aren't going to let any mace stop us. We are masters in our nonviolent movement in disarming police forces. They don't know what to do. I've seen them so often. I remember in Birmingham, Alabama, when we were in that majestic struggle there, we would move out of the 16th Street Baptist Church day after day. By the hundreds, we would move out, and Bull Connor would tell them to send the dogs for us. And they did come, but we just went before the dogs singing, "Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around." Bull Connor next would say, "Turn the fire hoses on." And as I said to you the other night, Bull Connor didn't know history. He knew a kind of physics that somehow didn't relate to the transphysics that we knew about. And that was the fact that there was a certain kind of fire that no water could put out. And we went before the fire hoses. We had known water. If we were Baptists or some other denomination, we had been immersed. If we were Methodists and some others, we had been sprinkled. But we knew water. That couldn't stop us. And we just went on before the dogs, and we would look at them, and we'd go on before the water hoses, and we would look at it, and we'd just go on singing, "Over my head, I see freedom in the air." And then we would be thrown into paddy wagons, and sometimes we were stacked in there like sardines in a can. And they would throw us in, and old Bull would say, "Take them off." And they did, and we would just go on in the paddy wagon singing, "We shall overcome." And every now and then we'd get in jail, and we'd see the jailers looking through the windows, being moved by our prayer. And being moved by our words and our song. And there was a power there which Bull Connor couldn't adjust to. And so we ended up transforming Bull into a steer, and we won our struggle in Birmingham. Now let me say, as I move to my conclusion, that we've got to give ourselves to this struggle until the end. Nothing would be more tragic than to stop at this point in Memphis. We've got to see it through. When we have our march, you need to be there. If it means leaving work, if it means leaving school, be there. Be concerned about your brother. You may not be on strike, but either we go up together or we go down together.
You are listening to the Jazz Corner. Thank you.
exception or redemption, just an exit. I should have known better. You were crazy, never subtle, and you played me. And now I'm not jealous, I'm just angry.
Everybody that one that I know. My soul is shining. Our story is not yet told. But oh, girl, I think that you can stop mining.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to the Jazz Corner.
Thank you.
lily.
Chance.
There's a change in the weather. There's a change in the sea. So from now on, there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different. My talk and my name. Nothing about me's ever gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living. And if that ain't enough, then I'll change the way that I start my stuff. Because nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There's gonna be some changes made.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Jazz Corner.
Hair.